You're listening to Turbocharge Your Business, the show for business owners who are tired of just working in the nuts and bolts of their businesses and are ready to work on the business itself from a big picture, growth-oriented, strategic perspective. Your host, Patty Lawrence, helps you level up your business acumen, giving you everything you need to know to take your business from confused and chaotic to strategically growing, with you in the driver's seat.
Back. You are listening to Turbocharge Your Business on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. I'm your host, Patty Lawrence. This is episode 27, How to Budget in Your Business. Be sure to go to our website at ibgr.network and download the show notes. So, how do you actually budget in your business? This is a how-to. How is it done? So let's just recap a little bit. The previous segments, we've talked about what a budget is. And the last segment, we talked about why do we do it. So now we're going to get into the hows, right? How do we budget? How do we come up with these numbers, right? Is it magic? I'd say no. But there's an art and a science to doing budgeting in your business. But everybody can do it. There's nothing that's going to prevent you from being able to do this in your business. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of practice. So let's dig in. How is it that we can do this in our own business? So unlike investing, and you hear these disclaimers all the time, past performance is not really an indicator of future performance. And I say hoo hockey to that in your business, because I would disagree with that. And there's some reasoning, the big reason behind that is you know where you're going. You know where you've been. So the biggest indicator to me of where you're going to go is where you've been. Because if you, let's say you do nothing to your business, where is it going to go? If you do nothing different in your business, chances are it's going to kind of continue into the future. It's going to kind of plug along, right? Things may drop off a little bit. Things may pick up a little bit. But chances are, you know, you've built that machine, right? Your business to continue to hum along. So given that, I would say past performance is a very good indicator of where you can be going into the future. Take, for example, your top line, revenue. Revenue. Well, if you did nothing, would you continue to sell the same things to the same folks, right? Would you keep getting orders? Would you keep getting projects? What would that look like? What value would it have? Meaning, what's the average value of your selling, your sales efforts? That's really important to understand. So similarly, on the expense side of your budget, what does that look like? So probably your people cost is going to be similar. Probably your utilities and your rent or your mortgage or whatever that looks like for your business, whatever those recurring expenses are, those are probably going to be the same. So what's going to differ? Maybe things that you're going to do differently. And we want to reflect that, right? That's going to be a variable that we take into account. What did your strategic plan say you were going to do differently in this year? What were your priorities going to be in terms of maybe spending, in terms of growth, in terms of strategic thrust, geographic changes in your business, product changes, client changes, whatever those are? That's where the rubber meets the road. And that's where you've got to take those assumptions, quantify them, and take them and overlay them over top of past performance, right? So you know where you're going. You just have to know how to layer those things onto what's already happened in your business in the past. Another resource, if you will, in terms of how do you budget for your business, how can you actually do this, is revisit previous budgets if you have them, right? If you have them, if you have somebody that helped you prepare those budgets or did all of the work and just presented it to you, revisit that. Revisit what were the assumptions. Revisit how were things pulled together. What were the things that you were, you know, having conversations on, because chances are these budgets came about as a result of conversations. It's all about conversations. It's inputs, it's thoughts. It's, again, pulling things out of your head, you as the business owner, pulling those data points and thoughts and plans and vision out of your head and putting assigning numbers to them. Right? Quantifying those thoughts, those goals, those values, those missions. The other thing you can pull in is research. So you can do research on the competitive landscape. You can call your competition and see what they're charging, you can do some research. There are a lot of different ways to do this. You can subscribe to different research-based organizations. So you can buy into economic data. You can buy into different qualitative data. Quantitative, qualitative, doesn't really matter. Whatever it is that's going to help shape what you come up with in terms of values that are in your business, that are going to help you run your business, whatever that is, bring it in. Because the more inputs you get, especially very high trustworthy inputs, the better your budget is going to be over time, the better it's going to stand up to the test of time. I always advocate for keeping it simple. All right, let's keep the budget as simple as possible with as much granularity, detail, if you will, that supports the direction that you're going and the decision-making you're going to want to make as you measure against it throughout the year. So if you want to track things like labor cost, and you don't want it to be just buried in overall wages, right? Overall wages, meaning all the payroll costs just in one bucket, boom. But on the client delivery, say you have a service business, and on the client delivery side of the house, you need to understand what level of labor costs you have in servicing your clients, either direct, and that's direct labor. So you actually want to segregate direct labor from your overhead labor. Your overhead wages are for the office administration and support type stuff. if you have people who are directly delivering services that you are charging for. I call it the revenue promise. So those people are delivering against your revenue promise. Those people should be in cost of goods, cost of sales, right? That way you understand how much margin you have, how much gross profit or gross margin you have on that delivery of services. And you can make better informed decisions against, do you have efficient operations or inefficient delivery service operations? That's a big one, especially when labor costs are the bulk of what your spending is in your entire business, people costs. So keep it simple, but make sure you have enough detail to be able to make good decisions and insightful decisions. Again, the next piece of it, how do we do it? Is keep it measurable. So that's one thing that comes back into play. Keep it simple, but keep it measurable. Make it measurable because you're going to want to be able to pull levers. Okay. You're going to be able to, once you make it measurable, you as the business owner are going to want to make decisions that impact that particular item. So when you make it measurable, it's going to matter and you're going to be able to impact it. Okay. So the last thing is make it impactful. Impactful in this particular instance means you need to have insight into what it is that is causing things to be better or worse. And when you make different items in your budget, line items, impactful, then you can also take action against them. So when we measure it and we make it impactful, then we can actually do something about it. And that's the bottom line, is you want to be able to measure, impact, and improve your business as a result of having a budget. We'll head to a short 2-minute break. And when we return, we'll be talking about what to do with your budget now that we have one. Be sure to check out my collection of free resources at turboexecs.com/turbocharge. And you can continue the conversation with me, Patty Lawrence, on LinkedIn. You've been listening to Turbocharge Your Business and episode 27, How to Budget, on the IBGR Network. I'm Patty Lawrence, and we'll be back after a short break.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and subscribe to get more episodes. Learn more about Patty and her business, Turbo Execs, at turboexecs.com. Turbo Execs reveals the story behind the numbers so leaders confidently can make data-driven decisions that allow them to leap forward, trusting they have the team and finances in place for manageable, profitable growth. As a result, their clients typically increase the bottom line by at least 15% and feel in control of their finances and results. Check them out at turboexecs.com and see you next time.